Proclamation number 8229 of 31st of July, 1962. Communion. Food and drink. I want you to hear me, and so open the door of your heart to me when I knock to take supper with you. For I want to offer you delicious nourishment for your souls. I want to give you my flesh and my blood to eat and drink, so that you will be strengthened and your souls will mature and become perfect. For they need nourishment which will help them to live forever, and only I myself can give them this nourishment, because I alone know what they need in order to become blessed. And thus you should gratefully receive my gifts which I myself sent to you directly or through my messengers. But it is always the right food and the right drink when my word is offered to you. Then you will take supper with me, you will let yourselves be fed at the Lord's table, and then my flow of grace can flow unstoppably and refresh you. Then you will draw from the spring from which the water of life flows and you will receive ever new strength for your pilgrimage on earth, which also repeatedly requires the attention of my strength. If I can now convey my word to you humans, which is my flesh and my blood, then you will also receive unusual strength from me, and your soul will not cover the earthly path in vain, for it will receive the nourishment of the soul directly from me, it will be permeated by a light from me myself and it will see the earthly path exactly in front of it which it has to travel in order to reach the goal. For my word first brings you the knowledge of my commandments of love, the fulfillment of which is the right and only path to eternal beatitude. My word will only ever proclaim love to you humans, admonish you to live a life of love and present to you both the effect of a life of love as well as the great shortcoming for your soul if you disregard my commandments of love. If I desire entrance into your hearts, I will send my messengers ahead of you to inspire you to prepare your dwelling for the reception of the Lord whom they serve, who wants to dwell in you to be present in you all the time. And you'll only prepare yourselves if you practice love, if you allow my presence in you through love, because a life of love alone also brings about the maturing of the soul and because I then speak to you myself, thus I can hand out the nourishment for your soul directly. For your soul has to constantly take food and drink. And I always want to be its host, I invite it to come to my table and receive right food and right drink from me. Anyone who constantly allows himself to be satisfied by me will truly receive food which is inconceivably effective, which makes the sick soul healthy, which strengthens and refreshes the weak soul and which always gives strength to every soul which needs such. And thus you shall receive it from me myself. You shall draw living water from the spring which I myself have opened up, and truly, your soul will attain maturity, for what I myself offer it is good and cannot remain without effect. And time and again I will send my messengers to you humans. Time and again they will knock at your doors and desire admittance, they will inform you of the Lord and invite you to his table of gifts, which will always be richly laid and hold everything ready for you which you need in order to mature while still on earth. For I know where sick and weary souls lie along the path, who cannot continue their pilgrimage path because it is not quite recognizable and because it requires strength since it leads upwards. And thus my messengers will show you the way to the source which gives you refreshment and revitalization, and they will also bring you the invitation from me that you should let yourselves be fed and watered by me myself, for I am truly the best host, after all. I have prepared for all my guests what is necessary for them, what they need in order to be able to continue their path invigorated, and they will also reach the right goal one day. Yet you should believe that your souls need nourishment, for they are still too weak and cannot remain without a healing medicine which signifies my word for them, which is bread and wine and serves to strengthen them. And therefore I will time and again send out my messengers and call upon everyone to come to me for the banquet or to let me myself into their hearts when I want to come to them to offer them delicious gifts. For without strength from me you will not be able to cover the path to ascent, and then your earthly path will be in vain. You will prolong the return to me again for an infinitely long time, during which you will be blissfully unhappy because you are separated from me. Amen.